Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Bowerly. Incredibly on air without anyone noticing it. And now you have indigestion.
Yeah, but that's okay because Mrs. Nerd is into the Young Living essential oils, so she just gave me something called Digize and something called peppermint.
Well, that's what we told him it was.
Well,
that's called hemlock. I don't know if you're aware
of
it.
Oh, my God. Socrates, no.
Yeah. No, but at any rate, we just found out the second part of the fair.
Which is?
You go home and have extreme heartburn and indigestion.
No.
And you have what's called an Italian sausage hangover. And you feel like garbage because ate. No.
You know, I'll tell you, I oddly, the only food eaten to excess that makes me get a hangover, believe it or not, cover your ears, is donuts. More than one donut, especially a Paula's peanut
you
stick.
You can't do, yeah.
No.
I've yet to meet a person who's still with us that can eat more than one Paula's donut at a sitting.
Well, let us go back to the calls as we talk fair.
Oh, there we go.
On News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, we had calls, but now they're showing. Phil, we're going to let you press the button on who's first, David.
Let's go to, what is this, Vid?
Vid?
Vid, you are on Bowerly and Bellavia.
There's
go
only
ahead,
one Vid I know.
Yeah, go ahead, Vid.
Hello, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Vid, is this the keyboard player for Nerds Gone Wild?
Oh, yeah, it's the Vid Man.
The Vid Man. If you see him driving, his car is the one with the Nerd Wagon license plate.
Now, you're going to talk to us about the propeller hats, right?
Right. You're dissing on the propeller beanie. Look, I have the keyboard tie. I have the sock ties. I have keyboard socks, all of this stuff. But nothing but the propeller beanie has beautiful women coming up to me saying, hey, can I flick your beanie?
No,
but admit though the entire this is because you're celebrating a time that has gone by, right? That's the whole gimmick, right? Nerds Gone Wild. These are things that if you wore today, you would be a nerd.
But Vid, I've never seen you off stage wearing a Vid.
You're not
beanie
wearing that
head.
Meeting people. Come on. Unless you want to be recognized as the keyboard player to Nerds Gone Wild, you're not wearing a propeller hat because your sister gets married.
Look, as a keyboard player, that's about the best action I'm going to get. Somebody you want to
flick. Oh, yeah, the guitar players always end up with the beautiful women. The bass players, hey, John, the bass players go home alone. Bass players go home alone. It's always the guitar guys with the beautiful women.
Well, after... But I mean, again, the propeller hat. Was there an era where the propeller hat was actually cool?
I don't think so, really.
No, seriously, that's my
see,
thing.
Vid,
he claims it was 1992 during LA riots.
On or you know what? Actually, that is a good period of reference. On or about August or September of 1992 in urban neighborhoods across America, you guys can look it up. I don't have access to the internet in a convenient form right now. Look it up. Urban neighborhoods across America. There was one month where the beanie propeller hats, they could not keep them in stock. They were like the Tickle Me Elmos of headwear.
The Tickle Me Elmos
yeah.
of the headwear.
They were like cabbage patch kids.
If we were playing a game where you had to guess what I was, you know, charades or Pictionary, if I drew a propeller with a hat, you're automatically going to say geek, nerd,
loser.
Right? That's the whole point of Nerds Gone Wild. He's wearing a propeller. Matter of fact, I believe Da Vinci said that hats don't have propellers.
Oh, my God, you're right, he did.
He invented it.
Yeah. He invented the propeller hat. But yeah. Vid is actually, by day, Vid is an engineer.
Ah. So you know that there's no practical purpose for having a propeller on a hat.
And we've had many discussions about upper-end physics, Vid.
Well, there's a practical purpose because I just told you what the practical purpose is. When
right.
you come up, you say, hey, can I flick that?
All right. Awesome. Hey, Vid, great. Keep supporting Nerds Gone Wild. You can see Tom Bowerly on various concerts, getting up there, playing his guitar.
Yep. Eddie's,
thank you.
Eddie's nice enough to let me get up there. And by the way, Vid, I hope you guys didn't mind that I played with Lithium last night.
Do you know my friend VAT, value-added tax? Is that no. Anyway, Vid, thank you for calling in. Let's go to line two and talk to JJ. JJ.
Now,
you were on with Bowerly and Bellavia.
If this is JJ from JJ's Swing, I'm really going to think the entire music industry in Western New York has taken over the show, and I'm okay with that. JJ, you're on WBEN.
Thanks, guys. I just wanted to tell you, when I was very, very young, my folks took our whole family, we had five kids in the family, to the fair. And I was so young, I couldn't even ride any rides. I could only go on the real kiddie rides, so that's how young I was. Anyway. They, you know, they used to hit us and discipline us. I'm a baby boomer, so okay. But my dad bought, he saw a whip. I think it was more like a buggy whip, not a bull whip.
You mean a whip? Whip.
So, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Somebody tells me that Child Protective Services is now listening very closely to the story. Go ahead.
Anytime somebody says it.
Yeah.
All right, tell us more about
my
the...
parents used to beat me. At any rate, there was a whip involved.
Tell us about the whip.
Yeah. What is going on here? Go ahead.
Whip.
So we brought it home, and they put it in the kitchen by the door, stood it up, and, you know, it was a buggy whip. It was pretty tall, and it was a whip. And so we had very strong solidarity between us five kids. And so we got together, and we said, okay, we're going to destroy this whip. So we destroyed it. We cut it up into many tiny pieces. Because we didn't want them to put it back together, and we threw it in the neighbor's garbage so they wouldn't find it. And
this is a horrible story, bro.
Did all of you take an oath never to rat on each other? And what did your mom and dad say when they realized the whip was gone?
It's like an episode from Stranger Things right now.
Hey,
go ahead.
No, gee, has anyone seen that whip? Where'd that whip go?
I'd really like to beat you with it, son. Does anyone know where it is? That's horrible.
This is like 50 Shades of a bad childhood memory.
Oh, you had to go that angle, but
awesome.
No, listen. Do you believe that made you a better person? Getting the corporal punishment.
I'm a bad person.
Well, at least
you admit
it.
You know what? I think it takes something very special to say, you know what?
I'm
not really a good person.
I should have been beat more, is what JJ is saying. Hey, JJ, great story. Appreciate it. Any good stories about the fair that don't involve you being beat?
Or a hat that smells like a dead person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was mad because I couldn't go on the big ride, and I stuck my tongue out at my dad when he went on the Ferris wheel.
Oh,
wow.
I'm still not allowed to go on the big people rides.
Well, JJ, we hope this week's therapy goes well, and we'll talk to you later. JJ, thank you for your call. I'm Bowerly and Bellavia. Didn't expect the Ferris stories to be so,
medieval?
No, it was... That was a little disturbing. It was a cry for help there at the end.
Yeah, but at least it gave us a chance to properly say whip.
JJ, blink three times if you're on this call against your will. We'll
803-0930. All right, the strangest thing you've ever bought at the fair. Do you have fair habits, things that you must do at the Erie County Fair? Coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk with the people from Bathfitter, and we want to make reference to the – we want to make meth.
We want to make meth,
and we're going to be making – we got to get the hazmat suit first. And
we're going to be making Bathfitter gin.
Yes. No, we want to make reference to the fact that our radio today is being made possible through the generosity of our friends at PBS and viewers like you. Now, through our friends at EasyViewTV.com. That's EasyViewTV.com. They let us wire into their electronics because otherwise we couldn't have been here live at the Erie County Fair. So thanks to EasyViewTV.com.
And I almost would have been solo for this last hour if Tom had another Italian sausage.
No.
I was confident that was going to put you over the top.
No,
you were
not,
peaked.
No, no, it wasn't even the Italian sausage. It was the
jerky.
It was the jerky.
It was hot and spicy.
It was hot, spicy, and a little bit salty. So
no, it was more hot.
I'm
and
doing
spicy.
What any responsible human.
You actually
human
had tears. Being. There were a moment that you had tears in your eyes, and I was thinking to myself, did Tom just get horrible news, or did he just eat the second pound of beef jerky?
No, it was probably when the third pepper flake came up. That was the issue at that moment.
The third pepper.
But
flake.
I'll still have more beef jerky. You know why? Because I'm stupid. That's why.
When someone tells you, though, you know, the fair story that ended with, like, their dad. Did you get hit by your parents? Did they hit you?
Did they hit me? My mother swatted me maybe twice.
Yeah.
So hitting isn't really a proper description. Spanking would even be too hard
but
to
isn't
say.
But isn't it funny that we don't even want to tell the truth? Now, when someone asked me that question, my first reaction
used to hang me to the point of unconsciousness.
No, but my first reaction is I don't know if I want to give this information out because someone is going to judge my parents as being
good
abusive.
Point.
So I'm always thinking to myself, wait a minute, who's asking this question? What authority are you with? And, what you know, wait a minute, describe, I don't want to say beat, your parents don't beat you.
Giving
your kid a little whack on the butt, or if they're about to touch something hot or they're going to, you know, do something dangerous, remind them, like touch it. Maybe you've got a cabinet and they're trying to get into there and there's something bad in there, alcohol or a gun. You want them to know, don't touch that, I've told you not to touch that. But if you tell someone, yeah, I whacked my kid across the face, well, you better look out, man. You're going to be followed home.
You know, I'm going to tell you my mother's ultimate weapon coming up after traffic. My mother had the A-bomb of all weapons, and it's not what you guys are thinking, but I'll make them wait before I give the answer.
We're going to, she might even call in and confirm or deny this story, depending on.
Did your parents use on you capital punishment, and do you use it on your kids? I have admitted. First of all, I was a fairly well-behaved kid until I became a teenager and rebellious, and I don't think I've ever grown out of rebellion, and I don't think I ever will. But my mother, the only time she would lay a hand on me was just twice. And when I say lay a hand on, that gives too strong an image. I'm talking a swat, like the smallest of swats. It wouldn't even count as a spank. But my mother's ultimate weapon was her eyes. My mother would say, And she always got me on this one, look into my eyes so I can see whether you're lying. It was impossible to pull over anything on Mom. Dad never touched me. The only thing Dad ever did once, he threw a set of car keys at me because I went out without permission and stayed out too long. And I can't really blame him. He intentionally missed.
I found that most Italian women...
Yes.
Will hit you with anything that's under $5 in value and in a 5-meter radius of their proximity. But, there was never a time. I mean, listen, obviously people, when they're hurting, you're doing this because you're angry or you're doing it. My thing about my parents, they never disciplined me when they were upset. They would cool off. And then hit you over the head with it. No, they would like kind of get it out of their system, and then they would say, you know what you did? Boom, boom, boom.
I did whip a ping pong ball at one of my kids once.
A ping pong ball?
A ping pong
with
ball.
With a paddle?
No, just with my bare hands.
Say, that's like a, that's almost
no, the
like
kid,
a
the kid did
Gump
something
thing.
The kid wasn't supposed to do, so I picked up the closest thing, a book iron. No, I picked up the closest thing, a ping pong ball. Not only was it a perfect strike, dude, it was like JFK, the Zapruder film. That's how good the aim was on that particular time.
Why are the state police here?
Well,
I don't know why the state.
Well, the statute of limitations is long past, but here's the funny thing. Disciplining a kid by throwing a ping pong ball, hitting the kid in the head with the ping pong ball, and the kid didn't even know that the ping pong ball had hit him in the head.
You know, have you ever seen those doors that windproof doors?
Yeah.
Slowly close.
Yes.
I saw someone in a fit of rage at an office. Oh. They were angry and they went to slam the door, but it wouldn't close. That is the greatest thing in the world to see.
Or when they go to slam the door and it's on a system where it basically bounces right back into their face.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I thought you were going
with
this.
Oh, no. He went to slam it, but he couldn't move it. It wouldn't go fast.
Good God.
That's the best.
All right, so the
but with the fair, everything was great till JJ calls in. He starts talking about his, we were going by a medieval, you know, mace, whatever the hell it was. My parents bought a... parents got a mace just to beat us with at home.
The mace, by the way, is a thing that looks like a ball, but it's got spikes hammered into it.
On a chain, on a stick.
And they used to use them even in the First World War and the Second World War for trench clearing, hand-to-hand combat.
That's a really dangerous.
No, they still find those things buried in the fields of France.
Could you imagine? That'll mess up your lawnmower.
That would mess. Do you know every year, seriously, in France and all over where the First and Second World Wars were fought, well, you know this better than anybody.
They find
ordnance, and some of which is still volatile.
They ask, are the tomatoes ready? You go find out.
No one
wants to know. Let it grow. It's shoulder high by the 4th of July through years later, because nobody wants to harvest it.
Yeah, so bottom line is, but they actually will have units of the French army driving down French country lanes. So you call them, and the French army comes out, and they'll actually dispose of this World War One and World War Two ammunition that was basically left to rust into oblivion in the fields of France.
I couldn't imagine wanting to have explosive ordnance disposal is a tough job, bomb squad. But when you're working on something that's been from World War Two. It's that old, and it's been kept in the worst conditions, cold, hot, thaw, everything else. You touch that thing, and it's going to go.
Well, I don't want to be too late for the break here, but I've told this story before on the air, but we always have listeners. My family used to own the house, which is located at 345 Massachusetts Avenue.
That's a great story.
And my aunt moved into a nursing home, and as a result of her moving, obviously we all came in there to pick over the bones because it's what family does. So I just remember begging my uncle and my mother, can I please go in the basement? I bet she's got some really cool stuff in the basement. And they were adamant. Nope, it's already been gone through. There's nothing in that basement. And sure enough, David, the people who move in, and the irony of the story is this guy's daughter and my daughter would later play hockey together, but the people who moved in, the Bergios, they go down into the basement at 345 Massachusetts Avenue, and they find what my great uncle had ripped off from the U.S. Army in World War One, a legitimate World War One aerial bomb, the kind of bomb that was dropped from an airplane, but it wasn't dropped by any mechanized device. These guys literally would hold the bomb over the plane then drop it down on enemy trenches. Buffalo Police Bomb Squad was called in, and that thing went up like boom.
You hit that with a hammer, it'll go off.
Yes.
You drop it. I mean, that's like the most irresponsible. I mean, no offense, but that's one of the most irresponsible.
Great uncle was a crook. I mean,
if it fell in the basement, you would lose the house.
You'd lose the neighborhood.
Could you imagine the lawsuit on that one? Like, I don't know what happened. The bomb fell, and everything was great.
Yep, we got a break because Phil is getting antsy on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, little ZZ Top there. Nicely done, Phil Kennedy, back at the station. News Radio 930 WBEN is Bowerly and Bellavia. We have some nice folks here who are looking at the bath fitter display, and they've already picked out their bathroom. So they've generated some business here. It's just weird sitting in front of a bathroom. I know you guys are going to be, you know, showering in a week. It's just it's strange. But we are joined, David, by a very special guest.
Yes, we got Tom from Bath Fitter, who I got a chance to tour the facility right here in our backyard. And I got to tell you something. The thing that blew me away. Now, you understand that Bath Fitter makes every one of you call these guys up. And the difference between the competition and Bath Fitter, they're in and out of your house in one day. And the reason why they're in and out of your house in one day is that entire warehouse factory is set up like a Daytona 500. You know, everyone has a job, there's a purpose, and they just speed right along. And the other thing about Bath Fitter is they make the machines that make the actual tubs and everything else. And it requires, Tom, you to literally have every bathtub in the history of bathtubs in Western New York. You have an actual tub just hanging up there like an airplane hangar. You have a million tubs.
That's right, yes.
It is the coolest thing in the world.
It is neat. It is neat. I mean, I came on here, and right now we've got 289 tubs.
289 tubs.
Just for Western New York.
Extraordinary.
That's almost four more than Tom has. No, but 289 tubs. And the neat thing is, of course, you know exactly what you're looking at, so that otherwise it would take, you know, maybe 5 days to match everything up. And if there's one speck that's wrong, one inch that's wrong,
yes,
there's going to be a bubble, a pop. And that's why when, yep, when you leave my house after one day of putting in the bath fitter, everything's perfect. It's level. There's no pops. There's no buzzes. There's no anything.
That's what we strive for, yes.
What did, give us an idea of the genesis of Bath Fitter and what you are aiming to do for people. I mean, just like David does your ads, and I listen to his ads, and what I leave listening to David understanding is that with a lot of bathroom jobs and a lot of different companies, you're looking at day after day after day of being inconvenienced between the tile, the tub, and the drain, and the fixtures and everything else. But what you guys do is you're able to get in and out like a military operation in one business day.
That's right, yeah. You know, what makes us different in what we do
is the Black Hawk helicopters.
Exactly.
All no,
you know, this is all we do. We don't do windows. We don't do siding. We don't do basements. We don't fix bikes. We don't do acrylic teeth. This is all we do. So, you know, my guys have been with me. I've got some. I have 3 or 4 of them have been with me for about 15 years. Sales guys for 18 years. I mean, you know, this is all we do day in, day out. I have 8 installers right now. Each installer can do a job a day. So, you know,
each guy could do a job a day. So it's not like it's a 5-month waiting list call Bath Fitter.
Right now in our busiest time, we're about 2.5 weeks.
Okay? Wow.
We did 30 tubs for UB and it took us a week and a half.
Wow. Whoa. So now right now 242-8999 is the number for Bath Fitter, and they got 20% off. Tell them Bovey sent you, and you get this valve and trim kit that they're throwing in at the end of the month, August 31st.
Yep.
I'm seeing people at the Erie County Fair. They're walking around with their Oreo cookies and their tacos and all the food, and they're buying. So we just bought a tub.
Yeah, we had a nice family just stop by, yep, and they've already picked everything out.
Yes, they have. Yeah, you know,
that's
and that's
really cool.
You know, we're here, and our core customer is not, you know, the Clarence, it's not the Orchard. I mean, we do them there, but our core customer is Cheektowaga, West Seneca, Buffalo. I mean, we're the hard working people. I mean,
isn't downsell stuff. This is quality stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's got a great look to it.
And the other cool thing is because they're able to do everything so fast and effectively, they do commercial jobs. They do hotels. They do dormitories. They're walking in there and knocking things out, which might take 6 weeks to put in a whole floor of hotels. They're knocking these things out because it is broken down into such a very fast, effective way to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
How about people who are doing do you run into a lot of house flippers, real estate flippers, as well as people maybe renovating older hotels?
We do some. You know, so the flipper, their goal is to get in and out.
Right.
The cheapest amount of coin, right? You know, some of them that know the quality, then we're in there.
Right.
You know, commercial wise, you know, for Buffalo, I mean, miscible. I mean, you know, there's people in there. I mean, and our stuff lasts. I mean, we don't get phone calls. We give a lifetime guarantee on the acrylic, on the plumbing.
I had someone ask me about what is it like if something breaks and how quick can they get out to you and fix it? And I was like, I'll tell you when that happens. It hasn't happened. In 2 years, it hasn't happened. Tom from Bath Fitter, 242-8999. Thank you for your hospitality.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us in the booth.
We each got our own shower, which I thought was really sweet. But you didn't have to do that. But
hey,
thank you all day.
Tom, I just have another question for you, and that is this. What if somebody doesn't need a new bathtub, they don't need new tiling, they just need a new shower door? Is that something you guys do, or just...
No, we don't do that.
That you don't do?
No.
It's the whole thing?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Cool, cool.
Bath Fitter. And, Tom, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Thanks,
they
guys.
Are
I
the reason why we're
here
at the Erie County Fair. And, again, that's 242-8999. And, again, you tell them Bellevue sent you 20% off. And if you order before August 31st, you get that free in-home consultation. You end up with the trim and valve kit, which I got to tell you, that's not cheap stuff. That is quality stuff. It's solid and it's clean. My shower is clean. I don't feel like an animal anymore. So thank you, Tom.
Thanks,
you, Bath Fitter.
He smells a lot better, too.
I know. Although my camel hat that I bring to the fair is... No. Anyway, thank you so very much. We appreciate
that.
And we've got Bill. You know, Bill in Eden was – Tom, the restraining order is over, I believe, right?
No, Bill, have a seat.
The Erie County has rescinded the restraining order?
Oh, yeah. I dropped those charges a long time ago.
Bill in Eden joins us. Now, you've seen him from such other shows as Anywhere We Are in Public. And, no. And of course, the Segway guy, right? That's Bill in Eden. We're up talking to fans of the show. And they're like, is that? I'm like, that's Bill from Eden. And someone was like, I listen to the show every day. Bill from Eden. Everyone like ran around, took selfies. That was really cool.
Yeah, Bill from Eden has become a celebrity in his own right.
He is.
I'm glad you dropped that restraining order because, what was it, 500 feet or 1,000? I always
would say. Well, don't feel too bad because I'm not allowed within 100 feet of an elementary school or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, if Tom doesn't answer his phone, Mrs. Nerd sends me a like an emergency code word, and now when we set that picture up, she immediately was like, if Tom's missing, it's Bill and Eden. No, Bill is one of the coolest guys.
He did ask
guys.
Me to sign this album for him, though. Yeah, right. It's the strangest thing.
No, but not only do you have a great sense of humor, but you're very loyal to us.
Good guy.
You come out all the time, and we appreciate that. So what brings you out to the fair? It's not ZZ Top.
Oh, I love the fair, David. I mean, there's so many things that I bought here before. They have this grip stick thing, if you want to close something that like a paper potato chip bag.
Yep.
That's
really
cool.
Well,
they melt the whole thing. It like fuses it. Yeah.
You slide it over and it keeps it from spilling. It keeps it fresh.
Yeah. JJ actually, his parents would use that on his mouth when he. No.
Oh, the guy with the whip.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. The whip.
The whip.
They've got this cool round thing where when you have the snow and the ice in the winter time.
It's called a shovel.
We have those. We have those. Okay, Bill. They're made in America. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I got to tell you, they are so much better than the scrapers. We bought some before this past winter. One of the smartest things I've ever bought. It's a circular plastic thing.
Oh, you're saying it's like
you scrape off your car windows. No, the mechanics are in your arm.
No, I'm saying it's a mechanical advantage of doing the circle.
Yes,
rather than
yes.
The, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doing this is so old school now.
It doubles as like a funnel, too, if you happen to put some fluid in your.
Yes, yes. No, it's a great. Well, what else have you seen moseying around?
What else
the fair?
Is made for on TV?
Let's see. What was the other thing I saw? I like a lot of the different foods that they have.
What's your food?
The samples. A lot of the, David, the maple syrup products. That's an awesome thing.
Be careful with the jerky. It's very spicy.
Did you hear what happened to him?
I didn't try the jerky.
It's very spicy.
He had the hot spicy jerky. I look at him. Tears are going down his eyes. It was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. I thought he had received horrible news. It turned out he ate the hot beef jerky. Mm-hmm. What else? What else are you doing out here?
I like watching there was this. When I first came in, there was a kid going down the big slide. It wasn't even the biggest slide, but the poor kid's going like,
By the way, Bill from Eden yesterday did one of the most creative things any listener has ever done. And Bill yesterday did the game when we were talking about Chris Collins, meritless or true. And I kid you not, I'm not exaggerating. Before I came out here today, I was literally laughing in my driveway thinking about what an awesome bit that Bill put together for us.
Meritless is a great
meritless word. Meritless or true. That was a fun game, Bill.
Thank you, Tom. That's very kind of you to say.
It was pretty awesome.
Do you remember the old cigarette Merit?
Yes.
Wasn't there a Merit cigarette?
I think there was a Merit cigarette, and the merit to the Merit cigarette was it was ridiculously low tar and low nicotine. I think the other name
meritless.
For it was called Air.
Air.
Yes, I think that was the other word for
That's
it.
That's right, yeah. So, no, Bill's very funny, and he does songs, and he does all that good stuff, and we appreciate that.
So what's on the agenda for the rest of your fair-going experience? What else are you going to do?
I think today's going to be the reconnaissance day, to kind of look over different things and then come back later on during the fair. Some
are you talking about Tom's house, or are you talking about
I don't think I could get past the moat. So.
No. I actually do have a moat. How did you know?
No.
It wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the kind of this fish.
But I would have gotten into that bedroom window.
I'm not saying my house bristles with cameras, but it bristles with cameras.
No, but are you, it's so big. There's so much here that you almost have to do a day to just kind of scout
everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if it's going to rain someday, you know, you can go inside some buildings so you can.
You're not into rides or anything. You don't like the rides.
Some of them like the chair rides if I feel like doing that. yeah. but not a lot of the fancy things like top spin or.
What age is it that we get to that all of a sudden a Ferris wheel is now the worst thing in the world?
It's probably the age that you start experiencing heartburn.
right. You know, I'll tell
seriously.
You, it's so funny you mention that because I had this discussion with my kids over the weekend because we're trying to figure out a road trip that we can do, you know, dad and the kids at this point in their lives. And I said, can you guys still do rides? And surprisingly, in their 20s, they can still do rides, or at least they think they can still do rides, yeah. because something happens to us, I think, once we hit their early 20s or in some cases 30 years old. You don't, I mean, the idea of getting your stomach, you know, jangled and jingled and everything else is not as appealing now as it was when I was 6 years old.
I ran into one of the pilots from the Niagara Falls Air Force Base mm-hmm. that came into our studio.
The one you went up in the air
with? No. He helped do the air show. But he's a major, and he flies the tankers, the K-35s, C-130s and stuff. Anyway, we were talking about that, and he's like, there's a certain age where no matter what you're doing, you react to it differently. Equilibrium is different, you know, all that good stuff. But I remember, like, loving tilt-a-whirls and the best thing in the world. And then you just are like, this isn't fun at all. I don't even want to be with the kids when they're on them.
I don't mind the rotational things like teacups or whatever that you have at Disney World, but that ride that's like the octopus that goes around and then it just starts like dropping.
Yes. Yeah.
After a while, it's like, I don't think I could do that.
Who invents these? Do they have like ride? No, but seriously, it's almost like Dr. Mengele. It's not even, you have like these groups of people that are like, I've got a great idea. Let's spin people around centripetal force and drop the floor. And like, what are you doing?
The question is, if you have one of those beanie hats with the propeller, can you ride those rides to make the propellers work?
By the way, did you know that the Nerds Gone Wild guy who wears that hat, he actually said that he didn't remember, and then Tom was like, September 14th, 1992, I was in Buffalo. Yeah, I saw a guy with a hat on. So for all we know, he had like one person that walked by him.
How about, do you spend a lot of time, now you live in Eden, so there's no shortage of agricultural America, agricultural Western New York around where you live. Have you spent any time with the poultry or the other animals?
I haven't been out there yet this year, Tom, but you know, sometimes, I mean, at the fair.
Did you hear what I said? The utter animals?
The utter animals.
Yeah.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Uh-huh. You hear his voice.
Let's milk that for all it's worth.
You've heard his voice on 5,000 phone calls into the Bowerly and Bellavia show. Now it's Bill from Eden, and he's live with us at the Erie County Fair. We're getting to wrap this thing up, Tom, but when you think
oh, my gosh.
When you think of the memories of this year, this is your first time to the fair this year, right?
Yep.
And, Bill, it's your first time here?
I'm sorry, the first one?
Your first visit to
first
the fair
visit
this year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah. So what is the thing that you're going to, if you can go back tomorrow, what are you going to check out that you didn't check out today?
Well, I just got here, David, so I haven't seen a whole lot.
Oh, you have not. You just barely scratched the surface. I'll tell you, Tom's going to stay away from the spicy beef jerky.
He's going to say, look at you, Mr. Beef Jerky Guy.
I'll tell you what, Beef Jerky Guy, because the bath fitter almost became another, we almost found another use for the.
All right, Bill, enjoy the rest of your time at the Erie County Fair.
Thanks for being here, Bill. Appreciate
Bill
it.
Bill from Eden, ladies and gentlemen.
Great
I think I think my most pressing memory today, my most vivid memory today is going to be the nice people that we had a chance to meet and that we had a chance to get our pictures taken with, because it was pretty cool.
Nothing is going to be as fun as what happens in 21 days when on the 31st of August when you receive your miniature 3D sculpture. And I think we got a Facebook Live the day that comes in the mail.
All right, won't open it.
Because if it breaks at all, you got to get a new one. And that means that you have to go through the centrifuge or whatever the...
But no, it's just, it literally, Mrs. Nerd.
Mrs. Nerd is here.
So maybe I'll have to come into the studio so we can do a Facebook live.
We do it like a reveal, like it's a baby party.
Yep.
Yes, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And it's a blue smoke.
What if
it's a Democrat? Red smoke is it's a Republican. No, but what I'm thinking is that if it's flawed at any rate, you have to go and do it again. They don't have.
Well, they're from Texas. I don't know. Do we have to travel around
to
another fair?
Well, for the amount of money you spent, I think you did pay for their flight, at least. They're going to be having a great vacation. Yeah. Awesome.
And by the way, Mrs. Nerd will be accompanying me tomorrow at Cigar Dave's event.
Well, you're going to that.
Oh, yeah, let's hope.
We'll talk to you in the morning.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. With all that beef jerky.
Cigar Dave's event is going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be. You and you're a rock star at that thing too. Cigar Dave's event is it starts what 10 to 3 p.m.
Yep, doors open at 10 and goes all the way until 3 o'clock. And if you leave sober, you're lucky.
And you get a ton of stuff in that gift bag.
Oh, absolutely. Well, David, this has been a riot. We don't get a chance to do all that many remotes, but this has been good. Nate, the engineer.
This is all Nate. Nate was amazing today.
Absolutely.
Nate. Thank you.
Nate, yeah, you were absolutely stellar. Thank you so much.
Nate was great, and Phil and Phil Kennedy, of course, and Sean Murphy taking your calls. Great event. It's the Erie County Fair. Come on out here, support local and vendors that are at Erie County. And I want to thank Bathfitter, 242-8999. Bathfitter, and of course our friends that hooked us up with the
EasyViewTV.com. If it wasn't for EasyViewTV.com letting us basically hack into their electronics, we definitely wouldn't have been able to do the show. We're going to have to wrap it up. We'll look for you Monday between 3 and 7 here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be back in studio. Have yourself a good and safe weekend. We gotta go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.